Lucky last then is Chris.
I started my life as a blind man at age 21. So I consider that it's a lifelong experience. And as our organisation grew from a residential rehabilitation unit that I was in, where I learnt those vital skills and orientation, mobility, keyboard skills, those sorts of things that have made me the blind man I am today. And that's what I believe our organisation is about, is offering opportunities for people who are blind to get on with their lives. I struggled when I first came to the foundation. I was suffering self-esteem, slight depression, but I was lucky to have blind people around me that I could rely on and let me know that I could become a person, not a blind man, but a person who happens to be blind. I believe that the future of our organisation is a bright one. But what we've got to do as an organisation is build a strong strategic plan to give people who are blind the opportunities that I've had through my life, whatever it is, whether it be orientation and mobility, keyboard skills, or having an opportunity to speak with other blind people to share their lives and get on with things. So that is the greatest opportunity that I see for our organisation going forward. There are other things that we need to concentrate on in our strategic plan. That's access to our services, access to the built environment, and access to our buildings that we, as people who are blind, actually that's part of us. We need to be able to do that. But I am very, very keen to give my 100% of my shared experience as a blind person and in life to bring quality to our organisation. Thanks, Clive. You sound like a goal ball referee there.
It's all good.
Thanks very much, Chris.